Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Not only is it Steelers week, but this Sunday the Ravens will be honoring the Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl 35 champion. It's the 25th anniversary of the Ravens winning the Super Bowl in 2000. And joining us now to talk about it, he was the defensive coordinator for those Baltimore Ravens. It's Marvin Lewis. And Marvin, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. I'll ask you a question I'm sure you've been asked before, but at what point did you realize this defense was not only good, it was special? At what point did that click for you?
Well, I really think it started to click the previous season and the 99 season. And I think we, and I haven't gone back and looked, but I think we lost a game in Atlanta and a game we probably should have won if we had not made some errors at the end of the game on defense. And I remember when I spoke with Brian on Monday and or after the game, then on Monday, then he came in my office like Tuesday night after we finished the game plan. He'd always come in and talk and ask me what was new, and we would go through our plan on defense, and I would talk to him. So, you know, when he handled the team meeting on Wednesday, he could talk to the defensive players too. And so this particular week, he said, I'm going to come in and start the meeting on defense on Wednesday morning. After we break up, I'm going to come in and start your meeting. And he told him, he says, you know, I coached against you last year when I was with the Vikings. And, you know, this is what we thought of you. And he said, we can continue to keep playing the way you are. And 3 or 4, you'll probably get a chance to go to the Pro Bowl and we'll win 6, 7 games, 8 if we're lucky. Or you can start doing it right all the time and you'll be very, very good. And I think that was the turning point in the catalyst. And it came from somebody from outside who had obviously coached against them the year before for them to realize that the small MEs and some of the things we were doing were killing us. And, you know, and then the group had such great internal leadership, you know, obviously with Rod Woodson, with Ray, with Rob Burnett, Tony Siragusa, just a lot of internal guys. And, you know, we played 16, 17 players. So it wasn't like it was just 11 guys out there. So as a total group, and they were fantastic.
Coach, we see teams in the NFL every single year have large disparities between the offense could be great, the defense is horrible, or vice versa. You guys had a historic defense in 2000. You had a 5-game stretch in which your offense didn't score a touchdown, and you still won 2 of those games, a quarterback change. What was it like, just the defensive room, while the offense was going through all of those struggles?
You know, I literally said to them that, you know, the other team's defense might be outplaying us because they're keeping our offense from scoring a touchdown. So maybe we ought to play that good in order to win. If that's what it takes, then that's what we need to do. And they bought in, unquestionably. And, you know, they played that well. They never wanted the other team to score. Even when we were way ahead in some of those games at the end of the year, they would look at me cross-eyed if we ever took guys out and put some of the backup players in.
You know, some things over the course of time, you know, the mind's eye, and it was the first here, and so there's a romanticism to that. But I also think with each passing year, Coach, it becomes more and more clear that, like, I don't know that we're going to see teams really do it the way you, that group of guys did it. Like, Tampa a few years later did it, but the game has changed so much. Like the rules have changed. They've incentivized scoring even more. Like, I don't know. I tend to think that what you guys accomplish is going to look even more and more profound as the years pass, because you don't see game scores like that anymore week after week after week after week in this league.
No, you don't. And the thing about it is, you know, the thing that I say to people that's so unbelievable, you know, these guys gave up 16 touchdowns in the regular season, and they gave up 17 in 20 games.
That's crazy.
So in the playoff run, they gave up one touchdown. And that was the first drive at Tennessee.
Yeah.
And that was it. And that's the most amazing thing. When you play the best teams at the end of the year, they still never let them score.
We're talking with Marvin Lewis. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Marvin, if you could, take us in, well, the Tennessee playoff game. And they show the video on the screen of Billick, and then he has to do the interview, and he's not happy about it. And just everything, I guess he had worked everybody into a lather by the time you guys hit the field for that game.
Yeah. I mean, it was I don't think we knew about that was going to be on the screen, though.
Yeah.
We were all kind of taken by surprise. But, you know, I will tell you, though, that defensive front group, when we arrived at the from the hotel to the stadium in Nashville, they were in Army fatigue. Yeah. So they meant business. Yeah. And I don't know who did it, whether it was McCreary or Rob or Goose or Sam or, you know, Lionel or Larry, Keith. I mean, I don't know whose idea it was, but they were literally in fatigues when I got on that bus with them. So they were ready to go.
Coach, to the Super Bowl, the Giants were coming off a 41-0 beatdown of the Vikings in the NFC Championship game. And I know there's that quote from Ray in America's Game, they don't know how fast we are. This is a confident group, but like, there's no shot for the Giants, right?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
We literally got to Tampa. We had practiced the week before in Baltimore, but you know, we had our practice fields were frozen. So we literally got on a bus every day and came down to the stadium downtown because the field was heated and it was cold and we were bundled up and we got to Tampa. And I remember saying to Brian, as we said, and we're talking, we got to slow them down. They're going to kill each other. Because they were so glad to be out in the warm weather again and not be wearing all those freaking sweatshirts and gloves and everything. And they knew the plan inside and out. The thing that I don't think people really understand, they don't understand how smart these guys were. I mean, they knew the opponents inside and out. If I tried to flip a play and run it to the other side, and they hadn't done it, they would stand up in the middle. Goose would stand up in the middle play. Marv, what are you doing? I go, Goose, they can do this. You know, they don't just have to run it to the left or the right. They can flip it over. And, I mean, that's how good they were. And I literally told my wife that morning, because the families had to leave and go to the game earlier than we did. And I said, I will, after the game, I will get Marcus, our son, out of the stands and bring him on the field. She goes, what do you mean? I go, after the game. She says, you're going to win the game. I said, yeah, this is over. And, you know, I took flack because I didn't know the name of the Giants receivers. I just knew their numbers, 88 and 81, I think. And I got, people got upset with me. The, you know, New York people got upset with me about that. I mean, they were, you know, nameless, faceless. It's just numbers. And I remember walking after the pregame meal, getting on the bus, walking by the defensive team room, and Ray was sitting in there watching the video that I had showed the night before, which finished with the scene from, and what's that movie? The The Gladiator.
Yeah.
The movie finished with the scenes from Gladiator and Unleash Hell. And he was sitting in there watching that. And, you know, so, I mean, they were ready to play.
Yeah.
They were ready to play. And, you know, Dwayne intercepting the ball, knowing what play's coming, telling Rob, get my back, and him jumping the slant, you know, knowing the formation of the play and everything. You know, that's how they were all the time.
Well, from what we gather, Coach, it sounds like this is going to be pretty heavily attended. How much have you in the weeks leading up to this been in contact with some of your former staff members and players? And because it the scope of this sounds like it's going to be pretty significant.
Yeah, I mean, we're excited. But I really haven't been that much. I did check in with Donnie Henderson, one of the coaches, and mm-hmm. he's not going to be able to make it. I'm disappointed that he's not going to be there. But I hope everybody else is there. I mean, we were such a group, you know, the coaches we had, both offense and defense, you know, such a tight-knit group, and Brian did an unbelievable job just leading the way, and it's exciting. I mean, we did this by Zoom, you know, 5 years
yeah.
ago, and I passed out laughing without ever having a drink. So that's how much fun we had on a Zoom call, me listening to these guys telling their stories. And so I'm really excited.
Marvin Lewis, thank you so much for sharing some time with us. Enjoy the weekend here in Baltimore.
Thank
yeah, congratulations.
You.
Just 17 touchdowns in 20 games. That's insane.
Yeah, that's what's, you know, the thing that, you know, everybody says, oh, they're this or that. And I said, no, these dudes gave up one touchdown in four playoff games, including the Super Bowl. Are you kidding me?
Oh, Marvin, I got one more quick question for you. How much does it tick you off to this day that the Giants got a kick return touchdown in that Super Bowl and you didn't get to shut up?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I never really thought about it like that because in my mind, we did shut him up.
They can't put that on you. What were you supposed to do?
I know it burns Ray up. I've seen him quoted about it, yeah. Marvin, thank you so much.
You should have pulled a Coach Tomlin and tried to trip him like a
yeah,
Jacoby Jones.
Maybe yeah,
that,
yeah.
You know?
Well, the best part of that is we returned the next one the other way, so
yes.
that was great.
Yes, Jermaine. Yep. Thanks so
thank
much,
you, Coach.
You're very welcome. Hope to see you guys.
Yes, talk sir. Marvin Lewis, defense coordinator for the 2000 Ravens. We'll come back. Ravens had quite a pivot last night. We all assumed for a while that Isaiah Likely was going to be the tight end to get an extension. But last night, about 24 hours from right now, the Ravens announced that Mark Andrews got an extension. What do we think about the Andrews extension? We'll tell you next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.